Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Where do we go from here? Now that all of the children are grown up, then how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this ticked off Tuesday, September 17th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a few text messages from people. We're going to do a little housekeeping here. Let's see, this goes back to John and Julie. Bay City this morning, right before the show even started. We're just now listening to the last segment of yesterday's broadcast regarding the abortion issues, the left, the TV commercials. We've been wondering why our candidates, the Republicans, aren't pushing back with their own campaign ads, calling out the lies that are being told. Makes the uninformed voter think, well, it must be true. The old saying, silence is construed as acceptance, seems to apply here. Well, the problem is, John, Julie, down in Bay City, there's so many of these lying commercials out there, you'd spend your whole time defending yourself. Explaining, anytime you have to explain something, you're losing. You don't explain your positions and how the other side is lying about you. You spend your TV commercial time either attacking them like they're attacking you, or putting out the positives about your candidate, your campaign. That's political science 101 when it comes to political consulting. How to use the best bang for your buck when it comes to media. Alisa Slotkin paid for an ad. I saw it during the Tiger baseball great game last night. Oh my God, these kids are playing some awesome baseball. They're just 1.5 games out of the final wild card spot to make it into the playoffs. Since August 5th, the Detroit Tigers have the best record in baseball. These kids are like 21-12 or something like that. Run production, they're plus 59 against their opponents since August 5th. They have been playing the best baseball I have ever seen Detroit Tigers play in a long time. You need to watch them. They're going up against the first place Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore, the game tonight at 7:30. We have a Republican meeting. We'll be recording it. Don't text me or send me the score. Great baseball. Minnesota Twins is falling apart. Tigers are winning. The Twins are losing, and they very well may make it into the playoffs. We'll see what happens. Got behind 4-0 because of a grand slam by one of the Kansas City Royals, Bobby Witt Jr., and it smoked it. He smoked the grand slam. He hung a curveball, and the guy didn't miss it, and bam, they were down 4-0. They fought their way back. They tied it. Then they went ahead, and then the bullpen kicked in. Seventh, eighth, and ninth inning, biting my nails, bases loaded, one out. They got out of it. got out of it in the seventh, got out of it in the eighth, and Foley came in and closed it down in the ninth. Bobby Witt Jr. was on the on-deck circle with a man on, never got to bat. Tigers win 7-6. Vicky and I were like, yes, high-fiving. We screamed. Mr. Snoop jumped about a foot off the couch. Great baseball. You got to watch it. With regards to the sign situation, John and Julie came back, says, sounds like a good story to submit to local TV news stations. The public should be made aware that messing with political signs is a felony offense. Well, for these two signs, individually, this sign, the Trump sign, gets returned. The Onaway School Board signs gets returned. We're going to be made whole. I'm not going to prosecute. But as far as submitting the video showing them stealing the signs, if they do the right thing, I won't do it. They don't? You bet I'm giving this to TV stations, including the video of them stealing the signs. Chip, Sheboygan, top of the B. You go get them, bro. Full prosecution. Lenny in Indian River. Send them to jail. Mike Lockman, I love him. We started the show with Ticked Off Tuesday. You know what he's ticked off about? Hearing that stupid public service announcement on Steve Gruber's news. Mom, you need to come wipe my butt. Coming. I've complained about that one. You guys have contacted Gruber. Oh, my God. That is so funny. I know. I'm sorry. The kid sounds like he's 12 years old. Mom, I need to be wiped. Are you kidding me? Wipe your own butt. Oh, my God. That's funny. Mike, I love you, man. You're so funny. Let's see. Rush Roberts up in Mackinac City. It's funny how people forget with technology, you're more than likely always on camera, especially now with doorbell cams and trail cams. You should make them zip, tie them back up, make them put the signs back up. Laugh out loud. Well, first of all, I'm sure they don't have a pounder to pound the stakes back in the ground for the school board sign. You can't just hammer those in with a little claw hammer. I have a 30-pound steel pounder that pounds them in the ground. Yeah, they're not going to get them back in the ground. They're not going to zip tie them up level. No, just return the signs. We'll take care of it. Pat McCormick down in Wexford County. What trail cams do you recommend? There are so many of them out there. Go to Google and search. If you really want a really good one, search the best trail cam. You can get some very expensive ones. Mine are really expensive, but I paid a little bit for them. They have great rechargeable batteries. You plug them in, they charge up. Wide angle motion detector setting where you can set it. How wide a range of an area, how sensitive do you want it to be? I knew basically I wanted to be able to get their vehicle on the road, their license plate, the description of their vehicle, and I wanted to be able to make out a person, so I put them back a little bit. I had the settings right. We got them. So just, Pat, depending on your budget and how much money you want to spend. Let's see. John and Julie again. Woohoo! You go, Randy. Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate you guys listening down in Bay City. How do you listen to the show? Do you use the app or do you use the website? Let me know. Downstate Kim. Go, Randy. With a bunch of hearts. She loves it. I just sensed that white SUV pulling over and monitoring us and then pulling into Moran's property and sitting there. Now, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. I am not insinuating that Tom Moran or anybody from Moran Ironworks had anything to do with stealing that school board sign directly across the street from his factory. I'm not saying that. I don't even know who these people are. I don't know. I did not run their license plate. I don't have the ability to do that. I'll turn it over to the sheriff if the signs don't get returned. Jim, listening down in Toledo. Excellent work, Randy. Thank you. Appreciate you listening. Let's see. George up in Sheboygan. We need this information out there so people know not to steal the signs. Absolutely, we'll consider it if we don't get the signs back. Absolutely, we'll do it. Let's see. Oh, Bob, over at O'Donnell Glass Computer, Great Lakes Computer Phone in Petoskey. You know what's got me ticked off? Somebody needs to get a hold of Fairburn. They got signs still all over the place. Well, technically, this Democrat, Jody Decker, I believe out of Sault Ste. Marie in the UP somewhere, wherever she's at, she's filed, has signs up, and is running against Parker for the 107th. He gave me the thumbs up. Yeah, I know. November 5th election. But she's a fake Democrat. No, actually, she's not. She's a real Democrat. Not a very well-educated or informed candidate. I was at the college up there in Petoskey when they had the debates back in 2022. I was on the stage with the state Senate candidates for the 37th. I watched the 107th House debate, and she made some very stupid comments about our democracy. We don't have a democracy, Jody. We have a constitutional republic. She talked about the separation of church and state. There is no such thing. It's not in our Declaration of Independence. It's not in our Constitution. It's not in our Bill of Rights. It doesn't exist anywhere. Oh, yes, it does. No, Jody, it doesn't. It was in a letter from President Thomas Jefferson on January 1st, 1802, to the Danbury Baptists. And their response, his response to them wanting to make the religion being a Baptist mandatory in the country. Sorry, the way we've written up this Constitution, there is a separation between church and state. Being a Baptist is not going to be mandatory in America. Do your homework before you make stupid statements at a debate. Final segment of Ticked Off Tuesday's first hour. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment on this Ticked Off Tuesday. What is ticking you off? Send me a text message. Be relevant to anything Michigan news, Michigan politics, your local government, whatever ticks you off. Tim Tarjeff, Sheboygan School Board. Randy, you should make them hold yard signs out in front of the location as restitution. That they'd actually have to stand there after work or on the weekends holding a yard sign of the Onaway School Board slate of candidates, a Donald Trump yard sign in the other hand. Well, it's two different people, two different vehicles. Two different license plates. One did the Trump sign late at night. It's time stamped. I have it. The other one was done early yesterday morning. So two different vehicles, two different license plates. We have the evidence. You return the signs undamaged. I'm not going to prosecute. You don't return them, or you damage the signs and you can't return them, you have a problem. Because you're going to be talking to the Presque County Sheriff's Department, and you're going to explain how or why you didn't return the signs. Well, I couldn't return the signs because I cut it up. Oh, so you not only stole the sign, which is a felony, but you also destroyed it. You damaged personal private property. Uh-huh. We'll be referring the case to the Presque Isle County prosecutor, and Mr. Bishop's going to press charges to the fullest extent of the law. Trail cams being ordered. They will be installed on all the other signs. If this is the type of politics the playing of the game of politics you guys in Onaway think you can do, well, I got news for you. Not going to happen. And I will take the video of you and your vehicle and your license plate to the authorities, and we will give it to the news agencies as well. You want to give us publicity on this campaign? Don't return the signs. I almost don't want you to return the signs so I can prosecute and turn this over to the news and be able to make you absolutely disgraced in your community for the law that you broke, the laws that you broke. And with the video evidence, you're going to prison. These are felonies. You're not going to be in the local jail being treated nicely by Sheriff Brubaker's jail in Presque Isle County. You're going to prison. We're not playing games, and I am ticked off that you even thought you had the right to do this on private property to private property. So, if you hear this show on the repeat today, or you listen on demand to the first hour, if you think you know who did it, you need to let them know. They have to get those signs back there by tonight. Alex Brubaker will be checking for them tomorrow morning on his way into the Brubaker's RV Center in Onaway. And the signs aren't there. After my show tomorrow, our show tomorrow at noon, I will be contacting the sheriff's office and filing a police report. I will email them the video. They will come knock on your door and you will be arrested. Mugshot, fingerprints, the whole nine yards. You're going to have a criminal record when I get done with you. You know, the thing of it is, people, you have your candidates you're supporting. We have ours. We are selling it to the public as to why these candidates are the best candidates to be on that Onaway school board. Why Donald Trump must be our next president, number 47. This is what we believe in. Now, you believe in what you believe in, and you've put together your slate of candidates, and you've done what you've done. Well, get it out there and sell it to the public and let the public decide on November 5th. That's the way the game is played. You don't steal signs. You don't touch them. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, press charges. No, if they return the signs, we'll put them back up. I'm gonna give them one chance because maybe they didn't know that it was a felony to touch the political signs. They should have known, but they didn't. Well, I'm giving them an opportunity to get out of jail. As long as the signs aren't damaged and they're returned, lay them flat on the ground where you stole them from. I won't press charges. Ticked Off Tuesday is going to continue for the rest of the show. Ian Murphy's up from the Iron Pig. Hopefully he's not ticked off too bad. We'll find out. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery.